Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Skytook, Oklahoma, and the home of Chip and Candace Brim, and of course their children, Taylor and Caleb. And with our family, of course, Chip's the youngest of the four children of Kent and me. And with our family, it was all strung out Christmas this year. I'm on my month and a half of Christmas, and I haven't seen Candace and Chip Brim for over a month. We didn't get to have our Thanksgiving together, and we didn't get to... So this is our Christmas. This is January the 2nd. We're having Christmas, and you might hear some Christmas noise in the background. We sent a bunch of the family upstairs in Chip's home, and that God gave them a beautiful home. We sent them up there, but Jared over here, my grandson, who's engineering this, he says that he's hearing that sound come through. So if you hear it come through, don't let it scare you. It'll just be people up there laughing. And we'll get some of them maybe to come down here. But now Chip and Candace are in the ministry. Chip was called to the ministry at his father's funeral. I think he's told that before. And it's quite a story. And then he went into coaching for 13 years. And then out of coaching and teaching, God called Candace and Chip to go into full-time ministry. And Chip took the part of going on the road. And Candace took the part of staying home with the children. And
like you did with
Dan. Yeah, like me, yeah. Actually, that's exactly how it happened.
It's a big sacrifice.
It's a big sacrifice. I remember when we were at home. We drove by our big old house in Collinsville where you were brought up today. And sometimes Chip, Kent, he was a pipe fitter. And sometimes he had to go away to find work. And he'd be gone 6 weeks sometimes when he was in Pennsylvania. And then sometimes he was in Louisiana and he wouldn't be gone quite so long that time. But I remember one Christmas, he'd been gone 6 weeks. We were so, it was Christmas Eve. And he came in and he had in his, that handsome, he was so handsome. I have a very good looking family because I married a handsome man. And
amen.
Yeah, right. And he had in his, I just looked at that handsome Cherokee face and just gave him a big old kiss. But he had this box in his arms. And in that box was a little fluffy dog, Border Collie. And since it was Christmas, we named her Jingle Bells. And Kent always called her Bells. We always called her Jingles. And she lived with us then until Kent died, really.
Yeah,
she was a long, long time a part of our family. And, you know, family is so important to us and so important to God. And years ago, Kent and I were led, after we had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to the Friends Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And amazing supernatural things happened there. We're going to have a meeting real soon. We're going to talk about how God sent that church. He sent Rachel Tiefenthaler there. And he said, I want you, a praying woman, I want you to birth a church that's going to follow the Holy Spirit in the last days and not man. We're going to tell all that story when we have a meeting coming up soon at a Glorious Church Fellowship.
Just a little FYI, as I've been traveling in West Virginia and some other states that I've been into, I had a pastor drive me. He goes, Chip, look what's outside of the advertising of the churches. And it says Holy Ghost Light, like light beer or light half. We'll be light on it. And I thought, wow, you can almost see them pulling off of the Holy Ghost and the anointing in the last days. And we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want the heavy.
We want
you
the heavy.
You see, here's the meaning of the Hebrew word glory. It's kabod.
Yeah.
And it comes from the root word kabed. And kabed means heavy.
Heavy.
So this word glory means heavy.
Heavy.
With everything good, splendor, copiousness, brilliance. That's the glory.
Right.
And the glory of God is the presence of God.
That's what we're going after.
So that's what we're going after.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have this special meeting. You're going to want to be listening about this special meeting.
We had a pre-meeting last night. It was a
blowout. Glory to God. Now, a part of, we didn't even have standing room. They were down the aisles. They were in the bathrooms.
If we'd have kept going, they would have busted a hole in the roof and send them down.
And we're
going
to have this soon. We have to have it soon while the iron is hot. Strike while the iron is hot. Because the Lord told me for 2014, the church, this is the year the church must don glory.
Glory.
Put on glory. Now, to get the church ready. Now, we've been having this church here for, it became a glorious church fellowship. We named it that when I got the revelation of the glory. And it came over into our hands out of the friends. It was all a real friendly exchange. And they blessed us and we blessed
Quakers,
them.
Quakers, wasn't
it? Yeah, Quakers, mm-hmm. friends. And so then it became the basis of all of our ministry, a glorious church fellowship. Pastor Lee, first it was Pastor Beatty, Cooper Beatty. And then Pastor Lee Morgans has been there for years and years and years as the senior pastor. He's a true pastor. Pastor Lee, some people are like teachers. But when you got a real pastor at your church, you better thank God, because it's just a different anointing. It's like a father. And Pastor Lee has got that. And he's pastor there. Now, we did, Pastor Lee, he knew we needed someone. And I knew we needed someone. I wanted that someone to be, those someones to be Chip and Candace, but his traveling ministry is so successful. And but I just, anyway, it finally.
And I didn't want that.
But
in the natural.
In the natural.
I liked what was going on.
I think we better go to Candace right now. Now, Candace is the one for your family that got that leading first.
Yeah.
I want you to tell how that came about, Candace Renee.
Well, I, for me, God deals with me. He'll stir me up. And so probably about 2 years before we even knew we were coming, he started working on me.
Now, you're living in Branson.
Yes, we're living in Branson.
And Chip is traveling.
Chip's traveling all the time. We had a beautiful home there. We're around our family. We could go down the road and see Billy or Brenda or, you know, everybody was there. So it was really nice. But the Lord started stirring me up. And he started like a mother hen does, makes her nest. I started nesting, started stirring me up that things were going to change and that things would be different. And so I knew. And so I started praying in the spirit about it. And he kept taking me to a glorious church.
The one in Collinsville, in your spirit.
Yes, in my spirit. It kept coming up, a glorious church, glorious church.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so so I just kept praying that out. And I finally, a year before we actually went, I said something to Chip about it. And I said, I just keep getting a glorious church. And our prayer should, are we supposed to go there? What do you think? And so we started to make that steps to go that way. And then other things happen. And we thought, well, we miss that. You know, sometimes you can miss it.
Oh, sure.
And you just ask God for forgiveness, go on and put it under the blood and you go on. But you're always trying to listen to hear his voice. You're always listening for his voice. And so we just continued to pray. And we were standing at church one day.
In Branson.
Branson.
I get where you're at now.
Yes.
But before, she knew and I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay. And then God reveals it to me when I'm getting ready to preach in Indiana a second before I go up and preach. And
what
he shows me
day?
This flash of me pastoring. And I'm like, no. and it's like, now here's Brother Chip. And everybody's clapping. Oh, gosh, now I got to preach.
You'd seen
and,
yourself, Pastor.
Yeah, so I called and I get in the hotel room and I said, Candy. She goes, I've known this for a long time, but I wanted God to reveal that to you. And then so we get it back to Candy and she says we started to pray about it. And then now.
So we had been praying about it and we were at church.
Telling nobody really.
Right.
Well, you did call me.
We did.
That day that you were at Indiana, you called me and you said, Mom, can you see me pastoring? That was the way you said it.
Please say no. No.
Then you told me you'd had this little flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I began to pray for the people then.
And now I'm praying for pastors now that I've been in this role a little bit. But.
Yeah.
But
so we were praying about it, and we were at church.
You went to a church in Branson.
Yes. Yeah. And we were at church, and we were standing there. In fact, we had just begun to... we had gone to a different church because we were just in a situation. We just went to a different church, was looking. I was feeling led. Something was changed. And I was trying to, now, let me teach on this here. Sometimes when change is starting to occur, you yourself personally will try to figure it out when God's leading you.
Sure.
And so you'll start trying this and trying that. And you, it's like Brother Hagin said, it's like putting on wet socks. And that's what it was like. I was trying to, well, Lord, are you trying to lead us over here? Because I knew we were being led to a church. And I thought, well, maybe I was at the wrong church I was at. Yeah. So I'm moving over here thinking I'm supposed to be led to a different church to help out, to do something, because I knew we were moving into some kind of helping more so with a church. So we're standing at this church. We've been there going a month or so, and I'm just praying in the spirit, and it just dropped. Like it was, like Chip said, it was an audible voice. And I'm surrounded by people, and I'm looking around. I'm at church.
You're at the vestibule going out, aren't you?
Yes, yes. And it dropped, and it said, he said, a glorious church. Ooh. I told you, a glorious church. And I knew.
I got in the car, and I said, Candy, it's the glorious church. And you got real excited and told me all of that. And
yeah, so because
we got excited and knew. When you know, go.
When you know that you know, you obey.
Go. Yeah.
Go. I mean, everything doesn't have to be.
Don't look right or left. Right,
right or left.
Then when I was on the Sea of Galilee with you one time, he said, if Peter would have ran, I heard the Lord say this, if Peter would have ran, he would have made it. If he would have jumped out of the boat and ran, he would have made it. And I've told you to run your race. He was preparing me for that moment. And I knew then, uh-oh, I better run. If I don't run, I'm going to look right or left.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sink.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I got to keep my blinders on and look toward Jesus.
Well, it's just like I was saying a while ago that you'll try to do things in your flesh. Mm-hmm. You'll try to pick it up and say, oh, well, maybe I'm supposed to go to this church or that church. And if you run in the direction that God directs
when
you to,
when he gives you a word,
when you know that you know, that you know that you know. I mean, it's been two years.
So we're running.
Yeah.
You know, Patsy Caminetti, I talked to her this week in Australia, and she was telling me about this woman, 80 years old, who's walks in the miraculous and much of it in North Korea. And Patsy asked her, how does this happen? What is the secret of it? And she said, you know to hear the voice of the Lord and you immediately obey him.
Obey, run, jump out of that thing and
do it right then. So
David ran towards Goliath.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yes. And so you had to change, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Everything had to change because Chip and Candace, you had to get down here in time for the preparation of the glory of God and this outburst of glory that's coming in 2014. It's coming. Hallelujah. We're going to be ready for it.
Amen.
Even we have to get our facility ready for it. We have to have more room and space, as do all churches. But we're going to make for our special offer, and it is a special, special offer. Chip's revelation, I would say, on the anointing has touched so many lives. I am anointed. And we have such miracle stories of it. You want that for yourself, for your grandchildren, your children. And it comes CD or DVD, and we're making a special offer, $3. Request which one you want. $3 only, that's going to include shipping. So it's a great offer. And just call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447.